This week, we're going to talk to Ethan and Lydia Bricker about being big picture thinkers.
Let's send it.
What's up?
Welcome to Full Send Living. I am Nate Thompson with
Ethan Bricker.
And with my lovely wife, Katie, and
my boo.
Lydia.
Bricker.
Get your mic around.
Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Lydia Bricker.
Lydia.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for liking. Thanks for ringing the bell. Thanks for being here. Today, we're going to talk to you guys. We wanted to interview you guys. Well, something that you guys do wonderfully.
Before you do,
go ahead.
Just so those who listen on audio only, we have a YouTube channel and you should check it out.
Yes.
Just go to YouTube, type in Full Send Living, and you'll find the Full Send Living show, not just a podcast. We're a show now.
See our beautiful faces now.
Yeah. Thank you guys for watching. Yes. Anyways, there we go.
Kate, let's do this. We're going to interview these two little birds about something that they are. Okay.
Moderately.
Okay. They're great at.
We're getting back.
They're great at. So let's start. Can you take the lead here? Go ahead.
Okay. So what we think you are really good at that we want to talk about is you are good at seeing the big picture thinkers, and you go all in. When you do something, you do it.
Send it.
So
sometimes it turns out real good.
Sometimes
that's the word I want to know.
It's so fun to watch.
There's been lots of like, shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake.
We'll get to that.
We'll get there.
So some of the areas we think you are really good at this is like with your family. Like you have four kids. And you guys really sent it with that because they're young. You guys are young.
Yeah.
Your kids are awesome. Yes. So
next topic.
Yes. But then I also think about like spiritually, like on more of a serious note. Like I feel like you are both very like I think the right words would be like prophetic or apostolic, where you see the bigger picture. You're like sometimes when I pray about my family and I have to like remind myself to pray for like the community or for what's happening outside of my life, but you seem to just be good at thinking about the big picture or, I don't know. What else would you add to that? Like big picture thinking?
Well, let's just sit on it for a second. Let's talk about like this, what you guys have going on right now, because it's fresh. The orchard, the tractor just came in.
Yep.
The apple picker got fixed. It's fixed. Hitting.
Things are happening.
The farm. It is hitting the farm, people.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. How did you guys, what did you see about this to go from not only, I mean, a few years ago now, moving here, got your house in your little suburb, sell a house, buy an apple orchard. Why? Like, what's going on there?
It's really romantic.
Super
romantic. No, like, just owning an orchard. And having it right beside Ethan's parents, like we'd always just look at it and be like, it'd be so romantic to own an orchard. Like it's like novelist, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think we fall in love with the idea of something. And once we're fixated on anything, it takes a lot to have us give up and like move on. It's just both of our personalities, I think. So
we romanticize
like
for sure.
The idea of something. We're very like forward thinking people, which is helpful in the commitment part. Mm-hmm. You definitely run into pitfalls later.
Yeah.
And like Lydia's like standing out in the orchard in like a Victorian gown, like just flies in
the air. This wasn't what I thought it would be. It's not what I thought it would be.
This apple butter tastes awful.
Just mosquito welts everywhere.
Our kid.
Oh, yeah.
Even on the tractor.
Just like, hey, babe. Yeah. I think we romanticize about things. I think like we we see something and then we both talk about it. And then I'm always the person to like criticize it and shoot it down.
I turn it into a beautiful story.
She turns it into
There's
a
nothing
beautiful,
that could possibly happen. That would be horrible.
Every apple is ready to be picked. And none of them are ripe.
I start Perfect. Trimming no her dream away. I do. I just start like, that's cheers. Not real.
I think of myself as a little bit of a dream killer as well.
Yeah.
Can relate.
Lydia gets mad at me very often because I am the dream killer. Like, she's like, horses and miniature ponies.
It's still going to happen. It's still happening.
Our children that, yeah. just with loincloths riding.
All riding miniature donkeys. They're so cute. Yeah,
oh my gosh. How are their ears so big? But like, I think we complement each other in that sense because I start to kind of refine the dream, but but while keeping, I feel like the essence and the goodness of the dream just without all of the like utopian
like you take the trolls portion out of it you can turn the song off now
just adding some realism of like you can't have all of this in 5 years this is like a 20 year dream or you know things like that and so
but that's even like a fun way to say it though about like it just makes me think of just like imagination you know what I mean to be able to just imagine a future of what or where you guys wanted to be and to kind of see it in and it's not in a naive way it's in a good way because like why come into an imagination of your own thinking and make it the worst you know so why not shoot for the 10 miniature donkeys pulling your cart through the apples as you know you're just picking them in your Victorian dress but there's something fun about that and then to be able to work together like that is true. That is like I say, Kate's the string to my balloon. You know, like there has to. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Like I don't make sense without Kate. I'm like just a one off because I'll float into space.
Yeah. I would have bought horses instead of the tractor. So it's really good.
And then I would have been out there.
We would have had no way to take care of the land.
Yeah, it would have been terrible.
How much horsepower is that tractor?
60 of
there
them.
There we go. Got 60 horses.
Yeah, so we got 60 horses. Right yeah, but. Yeah, I think like, you know, orchard aside, I think we like learning new things. I think we both like being creative. And so the idea of farming and taking a piece of land and turning it into something it wasn't, into something new is creative. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen in the last 5 years, I feel like I've noticed like with both of us, like, we can't help but create. Like right now we're in a season where we haven't been producing as much music. And so now we've been like, it's like now we're doing like land work and now we're doing like vlogging and we're doing this. And it's like we just can't help but create something. And I think like our pitfall with being so big picture is we get so like dazzled by all the things we could do that we like need some we get to a point where like we gotta reel this in. This is getting crazy. Like we're getting spread thin, you know. So
yeah.
How do you do that? Like what does that actually look like in real life? Like if you look back over the whatever time, like the times where you've reeled in, like where you're kind of chasing the dream, you're seeing it happening and then like being spread too thin, like what does that look like to you guys?
I think we've just learned from overloading ourselves and so we've kind of learned the signs before the breakdown. That sounds like intense and kind of like depressing, but it is like when you
hear the sirens coming.
You start having like, you know, panic attacks and things like that, and you're wondering, how did I get here? You've kind of got to rewind and look through your life of like, okay, what's all on my plate that doesn't need to be there? What's adding to this? What's bringing me life? What's not? And just removing the things out that, you know, God probably would have been okay with you letting go quite some time ago, but you wanted to hold on to it just to keep going. Because we're both very, like, go-getters and, like, we can do everything, we can do anything. And ultimately that's, like, a pride root issue that you have to let go. But to be able to kind of learn from your mistakes and see, like, oh, like, the last time I started feeling this way, a few months later, I was having a panic attack, so I need to like take some things off my plate because we've both struggled with
extreme
anxiety, like just from being too overloaded. I mean, 4 kids all in 5.5 years, one of them being an adoption that was a very emotional time of could he get taken away? Could he not?
And then
all during COVID and
COVID, Black Lives Matter, you know, dumpster fires in Detroit, like, you know, like in the, all the stuff that were just, it was crazy.
While pursuing like both of us working and just all the things of just, you know, realigning and being like, what do I really need to be doing right now? And what am I just doing? Cause I'm too proud to let it go.
Yeah. I think so, think a lot of people want, they're like, a lot of people are like, I want to be a go-getter. Or I want to be the big picture person. Mm-hmm. Like they want that. But then once you experience the weight of that, it's another, it's a different animal. Like it's like, I want a pet gorilla so bad. But then once you get that pet gorilla and he starts to wrestle you, you realize like, this is not what I thought it was. It's cool. It's cool to have a pet gorilla.
But like, out of the cage.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's like a level of, I don't know the word, honor, like reverence. That's why we named Revere. It's like reverence to the, what the Lord has called you to. And understanding that, like, yes, you are allowed to do other things on top of what God's called you to, but like, if you start adding too much,
that you can't protect
the main thing,
then you gotta.
Then like, you're gonna have a panic attack, and so I've had multiple panic attacks where I like am just like full on, just like little boy curled up, can't breathe, like not even just like. Not even able to cope with the day. Yeah. Nothing's even bad happening. It's just, I can't.
Like your brain's like short circuiting, you know?
Mm-hmm. And Lydia's had, we've had moments where we're in the studio and I'm like, do you like this synth or do you like this synth? And then boop, she's done. Like she's in full on panic. And that's when we're like, whoa, like this was a few years ago. I don't think we've had any, we haven't had really anything. You know, we know when we're getting close, when like I was studying for this like pesticide test and there were a couple days that I was like, I'm getting close. Like I'm trying to do all this stuff and work and learn an apple orchard and get pesticide certified. And I told Lydia one day, I was like, I'm getting really close. Like I know
this feeling,
that threshold's getting thin. You know what I mean? And I think the secret is having, it's two things. It's having a partner that knows you and knows when it's like time to be like, okay, Saturday, you go do whatever you want. Be alone, do something that fills you up, get away from the kids. And so we've had that and we've given that to each other. But number one is time with the Lord. It just is like, if we don't get that yielded time to Jesus where we can eat his bread and get that bread of life in the morning in his true drink that fulfills, everything else just falls apart. Like I'm more dependent now in life on Jesus than I've ever been. And I'm more hungry and thirsty for him than I've ever been. And that's what sustains me. And it's opposite of the world because the world says, well, if you're hungry and you're thirsty for something, then you're actually weak. And it's actually in the kingdom, it's the opposite. It's the more hungry and the more thirsty you are, the stronger you'll be. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually reflect naturally. Naturally, you're weaker if you're hungry and thirsty. In the spirit, you're actually stronger and more resilient and you have more perseverance. But it's been, I don't know, it's been an adventure. It's kind of one of those things where it's like we've just learned to know each other, like where it's like, where she said things where she's like, I think I might want to do this. I'm like, no, don't.
So many times. Cause I'm the overcommitter. So I'll just commit. And like my like quote that's always running in my head now is from one of our lead pastors, Kim Wall. And she says, like, Lydia.
I don't know why I want to sing everybody's names. Kimberly Wall is married to William Wall. He goes by Bill.
All right.
Okay. End it. Okay.
What she says, though, she'll say, like, Lydia, you can have everything. You just can't have it all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's been, like, my motto lately where I'm wanting to take up a new hobby or like get back to doing more of the stuff that I've always loved to do and like reining it in and being like, I can have it all, but I can't have it all right now. Mm-hmm. Like I've got four small That's children good. Right now at home and I can't go to three stores grocery shopping with them in a row.
Remember my
That's
idea?
Something stupid. I do curbside pickup now. It's is that what you were? Is that the idea?
Life changing.
Remember I said yeah. you could do curbside pickup, but then you can go in for the like the very essential things that you know they're not going to get right.
Yeah, I haven't even done that. I just have been doing curbside.
Okay, there you go. You're done.
And I'll do like you're two fine. Stores curbside because not every store has what I want. And I'm just like, you know, people. Yeah, they're not all there. They don't all have the big picture.
They don't know you. They don't know you. Boo.
It's just that's like a really silly, dumb thing, but it is the same idea, whether it be big things that you want to dedicate yourself to in life or not. Like you can't go into a store with four small children repeatedly over and over and actually mm-hmm. make it out alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just can't.
You're not going to win that fight.
You're not. And so for me to think like back when I was doing like marathon running, when I had two kids, I like can't do that right now. I can't dedicate one. I wouldn't even make it like 2 miles, but I can't do that right now with four little kids and take care of an orchard with my husband, mm-hmm. be a worship pastor, do all the things. It's just not the season. And so I think letting your life be the Lord's and just like dying daily and being like, it's not my will. It's what you want me to do right now. And what I wanted the most was have these like four precious children. So make them the main thing and don't be upset or mm-hmm. feel like the victim that you don't get to have this hobby or that hobby or go out with your girls or all those extra things because you got your main thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of comes back to like the whole, like, how do you go all in on something? It's assessing where all your other things are at. And so we've had many times where
ranking.
It's like, yeah, like, okay, what's priority here? You know,
right.
like, and how healthy are these things? Like, is our family dynamic healthy right now? Mm-hmm. Could it be healthier? And obviously, yes, it could always be healthier. But like, is it at a level of health that we feel good about? You know,
mm-hmm.
And then going down the list and kind of goes to that Bob Goff thing of like, what should we cut out today? Okay. You know, what should we quit?
Bob Goff.
And understanding that like sometimes you're called to something for a certain amount of time, but then there's also times where like God's like, you've been going around this mountain the right amount of times. Now it's time to go over here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We cannot be afraid to move, you know, too often. Like we create a rut, you know, and it may not be a bad one. It's like something that God has for us, but there's times where God does say, okay, go here now. Mm-hmm. And we just have to be willing to go.
Yeah. Yep.
I have one more question that goes along with this. And that is, I feel like a lot of people could really relate to you if they're also like dreamers or like they do see a bigger picture for the future, just have goals, like things they've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who don't really like dream big or think about the big picture of things, would you have any advice for people who want to kind of like just start seeing past themselves or past like the immediate future? Or like, mm-hmm. is that something you just naturally have or can you learn something? Learn how to do that.
I think for me, like if I look at the things that I love and the things that I like, and then think, how would this affect other people?
Mm-hmm.
How could this serve other people? It's pretty easy to like get beyond yourself with it. Even if it's something like, I really like to paint. How could that affect other people? Could I find other people that like to paint? Could I make a painting group?
Mm-hmm.
And now I've created this great community of friends on a Saturday morning where we all come together and paint. Like
something
like, which is small. Mm-hmm. It's not like this big,
but it's like a step
thing, but it's a step like getting past. And so I think if you just look at the things that you love, the things that you, you know, like to spend time doing, and then think of how could other people be a part of this? So for us, like, I love to write music and record. So I'm putting it out and people are a part of it by listening mm-hmm. to it and experiencing it. So they're not in the studio up here with us, but you know, that
sure.
type of thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
great.
What do you think?
I think like, as you do the little things or as you start to get creative or start to put your stuff out there or start to dream and, you know, invest and maybe you fail or,
you know what I mean, mm-hmm. buy a house and you thought it'd be this way, it's not, or you took this big risk and it didn't end up being what it was, what you hoped it would be. I think like not discounting small beginnings, I think that's like a huge thing, is like we started different things and they were really small. We put Lydia's music out and it was like, we have 50 people listening monthly on Spotify and there's 600 people that go to our church. And you're just thinking like 50 of you are listening. Like, you know what I mean? You're like, come on, man. Like, I mean, you could say the same thing about this podcast where it's like, we start it. We have like 150 subscribers on our audio, but we only have 23 on YouTube, and you can just get defeated mm-hmm. really quick. And that kills the dream and it starts killing the desires of wanting to do more, because the next time you have a dream or the next idea you have, you'll be reminded of your past mm-hmm. Ideas and your past failures and what you've deemed a failure and stuff like that. And I feel like we've gotten better. I'm still so not there. We've just gotten better at like realizing, okay, this is going to be small at first, but it will grow. I mean, Outpouring was a really big one for us. It was like doing this big conference and we're just thinking like, man, this feels so scary because we're just putting ourselves mm-hmm. out there, yeah. hoping people show up. And the first year we had like 350 or 325 show up. And I remember just feeling like, this is like, our church is 400. Come on. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like this just feels, you know, cause I'm just thinking we at least should have our whole church there,
yeah.
but not even people at our own church prioritize it. We had people going camping and we had people, some people said, oh, you know what? I'm going to the lake that day. And I was just like, are you like, really? Yeah. you know, but like you're just going to have those people who just do not value what you value. Mm-hmm. And that feels like they're discounting what you are doing, but it's just not the truth. And that little beginning, you know, grew the next year and, you know, it's, or even I think actually the next year we stayed about the same. And it's reminding yourself that you're still doing what either God told you to do or your heart, you know, told you to do, which fun little thing. Sometimes your heart is exactly what God's telling you to do as well. Sometimes we think like, well, if it's coming from my heart, it's probably not God. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that the Lord gives you the desires of your heart. This is a little thing from Lydia's dad.
Oh, yeah.
The word desire in Latin means of the Father. De means of, sire means father. So in Latin, it means of the Father. So like when he gives you, when you have desires in your heart, it's actually coming from the Father.
Oh, that's cool. You never know? Thought of that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, Lydia's dad. Boom.
So cool.
But he's a subscriber.
thanks, Shannon.
But I think sometimes we just discount ourselves thinking that our idea isn't a big God idea, but really you were born with big God ideas already.
Mm, that's good.
And sometimes it just takes having somebody around you that like is your biggest fan and that it's just mm-hmm. like, that was amazing. Even if no one else showed up
mm-hmm.
and and that'll just cool. make you go further. Cause you're like, they thought that was great. And even though that's not the main thing, like what a person thinks is not the main part. You still need.
Yeah, we need pillars.
We still need like, people around us that are going to like say, I love that.
Yeah, you can't do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that you do that. You know? Yeah,
you guys are like pillars in our life and that. My parents are big pillars in our life where I'm like, I've gone to my dad before. I'm like, I failed. Like this sucked. This was a giant failure, giant flop. And he's like, what are you talking about? Stop being stupid. like look at the runway. Like just because you drove your plane 15 feet and didn't take off doesn't mean that you're not going to take off down there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like, it's runway.
Something really cool that his dad told us, I think it was last year. Maybe it was it was last year. We were making music and I'd put out like 3 or 4 songs like back to back months. And the first 3 songs made Spotify editorial playlists, which means like you're getting a lot of streams. So it's good. And then the last one didn't make it. And we were just like, oh, it was, we thought it was the best one. We spent a lot of time on it. We probably spent the most money on the production. And we were just like, this is horrible. And we really thought we were going to do better this year. And now it's the end of the year and we're just wishing that we would have done things differently. And, Rod, like his dad was just saying to us like, yeah, but look at all the fruit outside of your music. You had a lot of fruit this year. You adopted a baby. You have like four beautiful kids that are healthy. You know, you have your home, all the projects you did there. He just went on and on about all the things that we accomplished through the year that we weren't thinking about. Cause we were just like standing really close to the picture and just looking at the tiny leaf of music and being like, oh, why didn't we get it right?
Cross pollination.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you sow only into this like one thing, hoping that, man, this is going to be launch, and then it doesn't launch. But then you look around, and you're like, oh, all my other things did. You know what I mean? All the other things that were desires in my heart actually flourished.
And we just stepped back and realized like, we had a really good year, actually.
Yeah.
We had a super good year. And it was so just good. That fixation on that one little thing. So it's just good to have people around you.
All right. So then one thing you mentioned, which will lead us into this next question.
Oh, man.
Is you said...
We're going to have to land the plane real quick after this one.
What's it like when you're going all in on something? Are you both like, yeah, let's do it? Or like, how does it like... What's it like? You're married and someone's like, I'm about to spend this. I want to spend this money on this. Are you both like, okay. Or where is the... How does that get...
How does that work, babe?
What's that look like?
I feel like I am the most supportive, awesome wife ever because he literally, I'm just like going to brag right now because he will be like, I'm going to get this. And I'm like, okay, go ahead and get it. Like,
she's amazing.
We're just pretty, when it comes to things that aren't just like hobbies, like kind of whatever things.
What is it that, is it like with the spiritual... With God, the undertone of God, this purpose is for this, or you know what I mean? Like, what is it that's just you're like, yeah, green light, go? Or is it like,
what's that separation between, oh, this is just a hobby and this is like meaningful?
I think the things that I know he's loved since I've known him, like anything with film, anything with video, like he's been making YouTube videos since he was 16, you know? And so,
it's pretty fun to get back into it.
Anything involving like tech. Usually, I'm completely green light because I know he loves it so much that he'll steward it well. I know him well enough. I know him well enough that if his passions are in it, then he won't treat it poorly. It's like a kid that takes care of something really well because they like love it so much. So when it comes to it is, it just, it's true. Like he's just this 5-year-old with all his tech gear. But, and then when it comes to as far as, you know, the house or like farming equipment, all of that. I mean, the whole orchard was like, we bought it as a gift for our children that they would grow up on this big chunk of land to keep them younger longer and to teach them good character. And so anything that we can purchase, horses, donkeys,
small
sheep,
donkeys.
That can build.
He got you a bunch of raccoons and possums.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Anything that we can put our money into that is going to encourage character building and keeping them young longer. I don't care the amount. We have like guidelines. Like we don't believe in taking out loans for things if you don't have to. We're not credit card major users. Like we have enough of that like common.
We've never made a credit card payment like in the sense of like
paying interest.
So like we, there's like basic things that we just established early on. So we don't have to worry about that. Like I know he will ask, can I buy this if it would put us in a predicament that we would be in debt.
And there's been, there's been many times where she's like, that's not a good idea. Let's wait. And then later on we get it. Let me say this anytime. If you've been listening or watching, I will say this is the time to listen.
Dial in, people.
Right here.
Dial in.
We've just made this like resolve in our marriage and I love this about us. I'm just going to be
brag
confident.
About it.
I love
it.
If it means ministering to people or taking care of people or giving to people, it's always a green light.
Oh yeah.
It
I love
doesn't
that.
Matter.
Yeah.
It just always like is. Lydia's
say,
like,
can you list those three things again?
If
one more
it
time.
Means ministering to people, giving to people or being generous to people.
Okay.
It's always a green light.
And we had right after we said that we were kind of going to go down that route. We had three people that we knew that lost babies within like a week. And so it was like, well, we're sending them gifts. We're doing this. We're going to, And then it was like just all these other things started coming up. And so we started doing these little things like hospitality care packages and stuff like that just in the past couple months, which it's like small when you're doing
she
like
says
one.
We, but she did it. And I just said,
you were the green light
the
guy.
Bill,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But teamwork, that to me is like, I'm like going to work and Lydia and some, this is where marriage, we're, this is going to be a long episode, but it's all good. But this is where marriage gets weird. It's weird. Like when a husband or a wife goes to work and then they're like, well, I worked hard for that money. Now you're just giving it away. It's like, no, your team. So mm-hmm. it's like, to me, I'm like, when I'm sitting at that desk working my job, I'm doing it for the ministry of the Lord, which ultimately will help the mourning, the mm-hmm. sick, the poor, whatever. Yeah. And if Lydia just has the time all day to figure out who that is, then mm-hmm. good. Then I'll just fund the kingdom through yeah. whatever Lydia.
That's you know so what I mean? Good.
And so it's like, we just have this awesome teamwork. And it's one of those things where it's like money just goes, but then money just comes in. And we don't, sometimes money comes in and we don't even realize how it came in. I just had somebody gave us a check like a year ago for $600 and I didn't deposit it. And
their bank account is
and they're like,
and they were like,
I just can't seem to get it to bail.
No, they were like, they came up to me, they're like, hey, why didn't you deposit that? And I was like, we got that? They were like, yeah. And I was like, I don't remember ever getting that. And they were like, well, we gave that to you. And I was like, oh, sweet. They were like, we want to give it to you again. And I'm like, okay. And, but it's like funny because we had just given to a bunch of other people and all of a sudden it came back three times mm-hmm. as much as what we gave. Awesome. And, but that's just the way the Lord works is like these little things you didn't know about before. And he just, he mm-hmm. comes through. And so our marriage has been very like centered on if it's anything to do with for Jesus, then we're in, it's just going to be a green light. And, we'll never lose if we do it that way. When it comes to like the personal goals and stuff like that, I think we just kind of have to evaluate like,
does it fit within what we're wanting for like the year? Mm-hmm. Like when I was doing races, we had to just kind of evaluate like, do we want to spend that money mm-hmm. just so you can run this race and get a t-shirt? Do we
like
want
$300 for you right. to run?
Yeah. Like those kind of things. Sometimes, and so yeah. it's almost like that hiking trip that you took last year.
Yeah, exactly. Why'd like you that. Pay so much money to go get blistered feet? Stupid.
And not
investment.
Even finish.
We're doing it again. Yeah.
I think it was good fellowship yeah. or something.
It was for this Lord. Literally.
Yeah, that wasn't yeah. for the Lord at all.
But we
and
just
my
don't.
Feet, my feet knew it.
We try to not be too sensitive with each other with like little, like mm-hmm. the hobby stuff because we usually, because we go so all in with big things, there's usually not a lot left to do that kind of stuff. Right. So we mm-hmm. both pretty level out. Like we level out pretty quickly. We're like, yeah, we'd rather have this drywalled. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah. fine. Or you know what yeah. I mean?
That's so good. Yeah.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Does.
I hope we answered that question well.
So we're going to, how do we send it? How are we sending it with these two birds today?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say you guys send it with being willing to have an imagination to think bigger than you're currently thinking. Even if Lydia shows up riding a miniature donkey in your daydream, it's fine. It could be a reality over here. We don't know what's happening, you know, but for real, be willing to think bigger and just kind of have the imagination to just make it as glorious as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then see about starting to chase after it a little bit.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for subscribing.
Mm-hmm.
Clicking that bell and sharing this video with your friends.
Absolutely. And thank you both for being here with us today.
Enjoyed thank you guys.
Both episodes with you guys. So that's great. So yeah, subscribe, share it, love it, share it some more and share it again. Amen.
There it is. That's a great outro. Thank you guys.
Love you.
Love ya. Get it.
Like
we'll play some news anchor. We're gonna play some news anchor. I'm playing news anchor.
That's gonna be fun.